Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
Kilroy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist.
Word.
Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
With a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job laws. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancy.
Don't blame it on
HJS.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rosa Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice and Radio.
Don't blame it on
G-Ice.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D-Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Please don't blame my mama, fool. This is Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 2, verse 36. What is man? It's an acronym, an abbreviation. MAN stands for Music, Activism, News. And of course, you can feel free, for those who are definitely online, use that number to call in, that 646-478-0944 phone number. That's that 646-478-0944 phone number. Now let's get some of these disclaimers out the way real quick and to the point. We only have now less than an hour. So I'll put it out here like this. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for all the info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, press one to speak, but we're worldwide on Blog Talk, so lines may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to speak, stay silent and you'll go back on hold. Disclaimer number three, you'll hear something you might not like, but please don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen, might not follow everything, but I promise you will get a chance to get it off your chest, and I will listen. And what I'll take the time to do is we'll go through the top tracks from a Monday to a Monday, courtesy of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That means some of the artist's music, they might get out there because you might have heard a song or an artist might have actually been out there in the street. So going with number one at the top, well, number 10, of course, was that 137 Swish Fam remix. Had a lot to do with the event that happened the past Tuesday that we'll get into. Number 9, FJZ from Beat Effect. There's a lot of controversy dealing with Jay-Z right now. We'll have to deal with that next week. I give you my word. Number 8, Whatever, from 1008 Vision and HJS Music. Number 7, Rise and Fall from HJS Music. Number 6, Monica Phillips. I'm looking forward to getting another single on, a different one in another few weeks. People are feeling what we threw out there. Number 5, Team Takeover. That's, of course, New Life, of course, Ladyhood Stars, Eastside. We'll get into why they ended up, because they were out there on the streets. Number 4, Ken Lancey from HJS Music. There's a reason why that song moved further towards the top. Number 3, Black House Sounds. Number 2, Emax the Image, the promotional CD from Varsity Music. Hey, I almost have to, like, inbox you and stuff like that and say, I want a copy of that promotional CD. I feel like left out of a classic here. It's hot enough that it's number two, and then number one, also from Varsity Music, Conquer, which debuted last Monday night on a program that will air tonight from 1 to 3 a.m. It's SOTC, WCSB.com, and that's, of course, 1 to 3 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That area code is 216-687-3515, or you can check it out on WCSB.com. As mentioned, that's the Cleveland State University radio station. SOTC is the program on 89.3 FM. And, man, they had the nerve. We had a caller that called in, and I was on the line listening, and the caller called in representing Maryland and said that the person on the hook of Conquer, none other than Emax the Image, sounded like a more soulful Anthony Hamilton. I'm like, wow on that one. You know, what I'm going to do is get into a couple of, because we stay busy. We do things. That's just what we do. So I'll start off and give you a couple of events that happened and let you know that last Tuesday, October 22nd, the 18th annual Day and Protest Against Police Brutality March. And that was sponsored by the Revolutionary Party. It started at Public Square and ended up at the Justice Center, where we marched up to the front doors. The focus was on, of course, Trayvon Martin and 137 shots. The biggest turnout in the past few years, probably because of Zimmerman, the Zimmerman verdict, and the 13 crooked cops. Johnny G was there, although he didn't make the march. We would have loved to have seen him march up there with us on the front door, because what happened was, you had Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Imperial Women, and we were able to add more people on throughout the march. And, you know, I just want to get out there and say that I don't care who does it. That's lesson number one. I don't care who stands out there or what have you. As long as somebody decides to do that, I appreciate it. I appreciate you getting out there and fighting on the front lines. That's a big thing that I'm never going to argue against. I respect that to the highest, to the utmost, because we all, if we're for the right, need to work together. And my thing is, when it comes down to it, on the front line, there have been others who have been very controversial. I don't agree with everything the Revolutionary Party does. I'll put that out there. Communist Revolutionary Party, I don't agree with everything, but some of the ones who disagree will not carry their raggedy behinds out on the front line and stand up there for quote-unquote justice or speak out. They'd rather say, no, if somebody see you with them, they'll put this on you, they'll put that label on you, they'll do this, they'll do that. Let me tell you something. My problems are too big to be doing something like that. That's number one. And then lesson number two, they say the Bible, and you can't, it says the world recognizes its own, meaning that there are a lot of people out there who feel like, man, this ain't going to change, or man, it's all right, or this, that, and the other. They won't come out to support you on a lot of different things. but the true people will. And I'm going to put it out there. If everybody was doing what's right, you wouldn't need to have a black-on-black crime incorporated. There would be no new Black Panther Party out there. There would be no oppressed people's nation because everybody would be doing right, which would also be a big contradiction to what's out there written in scriptures. So with that being said, it's up to the few to do what's right, and other people notice, and the real ones start to join in and join on. I also want to take the time before I play this track and say that, of course, Club Do Drop in last Friday. Last Friday, Club Do Drop. The Do Drop in Black House Sounds held its rap night. They have to change the name of that night. But Black House Sounds, Pac, GME, T-Rilla, Eastside, Better Off, Suave Gotti of America's Next Top Spitter, they did their thing. And I did the track Hip Hop's David Ruffin and promoted Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop and activism as a whole. If people want to know more about what's going on and all of that, they can feel free to check out their Facebook page that goes under the name of Alfred Porter Jr., with a period. Alfred Porter Jr., period. Sheriff's hat is the profile picture. And the reason I'm throwing that out there is because, of course, that was, well, there's some actual footage. There's some things that you can check out for yourself. I'm going to play this next track, come back with some more information. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's 646-478-0944. Number is definitely in place. Let's go to this next track, and we'll be back shortly. Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
Kid Lansing, we will go get her. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better. Kid Lansing, we will go get her. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better.
Cleveland, get ready. There's a change coming.
Yes, it is.
We are Team Lansing, so just get on board.
Get on board.
With faith, hope, and love, we'll do it better together.
Yes, we will.
And when we are finished, we'll just thank the Lord.
Ken Lansing. Cleveland's go-getter, with faith, hope, and love, we will do it better.
People get ready for a change in Cleveland.
A change.
We're gaining supporters from the West End.
Yes, we are.
We have a plan to be the voice for the people.
Yes, we do.
We're doing the most. All those who have believed.
Ken Lansing, Cleveland's go-getter. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better. Ken Lansing, Cleveland's go-getter. With faith, hope, and love, we will do it better.
Ken Lansing's a hope for the future of Cleveland.
Yes, he is.
Frank Jackson has failed us for the last 8 years.
Failed.
We offer faith and love for our people.
Yes, we do.
When Cleveland is troubled, Ken Lansing is. So Cleveland, get ready. There's a change coming.
Get on board.
We are Team Lansing. Just get on.
Get on board.
We'll faith, hope, and love. We'll do it better together.
Yes, we will.
And when we are finished, we'll just
raise your hands now.
Thank the Lord.
Cleveland, get ready. There's a change coming.
Amen.
You know, there were a couple of interesting events that I will get into in just a moment, but because I love phone calls a lot, we're going to go to this 440-205 phone number. That's 440-205. What's going on with you this fine evening?
How you doing, Al? It's Alexander Erdy reporting live from Lake County.
Oh, man. If you're reporting live, then I want to know from you what's going on out there with you.
Not a whole lot, okay? But the people out in Lake County definitely would like to see Ken Lancey in as mayor. Because the Cleveland, you know, the city of Cleveland is the core of the region, and as the city of Cleveland goes down the sewer under Frank Jackson, so is the surrounding counties.
Wow.
But my main topic.
Go ahead.
My main topic today would be talk about Judge Angela Stokes and railroad train that is coming her way. You know, there's been a lot of news media event about how she's a bad judge and out of control. I think the reason is the Stu Garson in the Democratic Party in Cuyahoga County is afraid of an elected official like Angela Stokes that can run on her family name, run on her reputation, and I think the people really wouldn't care what party she's in. Whether she's a Democrat, Republican, Independent, Tea Party, because she's her own person. And I think this is what they're afraid of. They're afraid of actually having an elected official that is an independent person that does right for the people. Now, I haven't been in front of her. I haven't been in trouble. You know, people have different opinions of what she's like. I have met her in person. She seems to be a very pleasant person. You know, we've heard a lot about other elected officials doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and there's never a problem with that. There's never a big investigation or something from Columbus or something started. So I wonder why this was done about Judge Stokes and what other people feel about her. I would like to know, I'm wondering if Judge Stokes is helping the people, and maybe they're mad, maybe she's not collecting enough fines, or she's not towing the official party line. I'd like to hear from other people on it.
Mm-hmm. I do happen to say I thank you for that viewpoint on that. I do thank you for that because that gives us a whole new dynamic and element. So when you met her, you feel that she was very personable and that type of thing, because dealing with business like you do, what was your impression, personal impression?
Oh, I thought she, like I said, I thought she was just a nice person. But, you know, I meet a lot of elected officials. Some of them are more personable. You know, I have no business opinion, as I haven't had to go in front of her for municipal court. I mean, she's there. I just look at this as wondering if this is another railroad train by the news media in Cleveland. And are
we
really?
I'm glad you said that.
I'm sorry?
I'm glad you said that, because we'll be dealing with the news media in our area in a little while. So I thank you on that one. Anything else you'd care to add?
No, not right now. I support anybody that's their own person. And you know, seeing all the other bad elected officials that we've had here in Cleveland in the last number of years, you know, I just wonder what this is all about.
I thank you very much for that, because before we go, I just want to say that I had the pleasure of marching alongside of her at one of the parades a few years back. I would like to say I believe it was the Ward 1 parade, and I believe it really was that, because we marched from Kennedy all the way down Lee Road. And she was very, very personable, very easy to get along with, she made a lot of sense there. I do know that at one time we started hearing a lot of complaints from a lot of different people, regular people in the community. My personal feelings are I did not hear any more or any less complaints when we started looking at judges who did things wrong in their courtrooms alongside her than some of her counterparts. So my personal feelings are, but that's something for another time, is that the judges who get negative complaints, as many as that, they all need to have some sort of thing, not just Angela Stokes herself, because I've been there in a lot of different courtrooms doing court watch along with, of course, Reverend Twan Billings and a couple of others from her courtrooms to others where there were a lot of inconsistencies. But I can honestly say that she is definitely not the only one, and I thank you for bringing that up this week.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
And before you go, don't forget, we got to get a nice little in-depth phone call situation about Sam Miller in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, don't worry about that. He's on there. Next week, you're going to be surprised where I'm going to be reporting live from. So be prepared.
All right, we'll be prepared. And thank you, Brother Alex.
Thanks, Chad. See you Wednesday night.
You too. And what he's talking about, of course, is that he'll see us Wednesday at, of course, none other than that black-on-black crime meeting that happens every Wednesday at, of course, 7:15 p.m., 14660, the intersection of Lee Road and Euclid. And that's, of course, 7:15 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, McCall's meeting room. It's good to have a business person as a member of Black on Black Crime. So now that I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this 216-205 phone number, that 216-205. You're on live. What's going on this evening?
How's it going, Mr. P?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you, brother?
We good. We good. Me and the guys here checking you out. We just wanted to show you some support and say peace and let everybody know to continue supporting our quarter in the movement.
Oh, we thank you very much for that. We do appreciate that very much. What's going on your direction, though?
Nothing, chilling. We're trying to see if we can get that Blaine Boogie pumped up again. So we'd like to hear that.
Well, I appreciate you for wanting to hear that. And I'll tell you what, we will get something on for you in just a moment. So just hold on for just a moment. We'll be right back with you. All right, brother?
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, since he and the boys were waiting to hear that Blaine Boogie again, I'm going to throw on something else that I like a whole lot. It's that Rise and Fall from HJS Music. We'll be back shortly.
Music. And that's just how it is. We all gonna have our good days. We gonna have them days that's not so great. But you gotta search in your heart, and you gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I wanna blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line, and there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do. Like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see this life gets away from you fast, and I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more, unless I spend a bill on my jeans or more. It's crazy how I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gon' rock and hit the proof right now. when there's a million ways to lose your soul. How about some self-control, you feel me? I'm speaking to the world as a whole, dog, and now I'm getting ready to roll as I rise and fall. I ain't even tripping at all, no, I ain't even tripping at all as I rise and fall. I ain't even tripping at all, dog, I ain't even tripping at all as I rise and fall. I ain't even tripping at all, no, I ain't even tripping at all as I rise and fall. I ain't even tripping at all, dog, I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is, how it is nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art, and the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand. Kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you can only play the cards that you see. But me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally
as
free.
As I rise and fall,
I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog, I ain't even tripping at all as I rise and fall. Yeah, I ain't even tripping at all, dog, I ain't even tripping at all as I rise and fall. You know, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all as I rise and fall. As I rise and fall, 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 as I rise.
Okay, that was, of course, Rise and Fall. I want to definitely just let people know, because it's important, I keep letting people know about that information, that informational part, that, of course, 5:15 p.m. tomorrow, 5:15 p.m. tomorrow, is the fourth memorial for the Imperial Avenue murders and the rally. That will be held tomorrow, 5:15 p.m., East 123rd and Imperial Avenue. Ariel Castro, victim slash survivor Michelle Knight, will be one of the keynote speakers along with Yvonne Pointer. And so with that being said, we're looking forward to seeing how many people actually will show up for that event. And that's tomorrow, 5:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time. I'll let people know that we do give out information as best as possible. So with that being said, I want to share with people that if you like what you hear, feel free to go to Blog Talk Radio. That's Blog Talk Radio. Type in Bored and Restless Radio, Bored and Restless Radio, or Corrupt Radio. Let them know you heard about it. Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And that's one thing that you can do. You can also use the same phone number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk 2, which is on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time, which deals with, of course, national politics broke down to a local level. That's on Wednesdays. And then there's Hood Tunes Radio, 8 to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Music Business 101, regional artists linked with nationwide artists. And now looking at everything right now, I want to check out and see what's going on with this 216-255 phone number. That's 216-255. What's going on?
Well, I'm live tonight from 2100 Lakeside in downtown Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a man about town. That's right. I'm live from 2100 Lakeside. And I have a few questions. I've been on several marches last week, and I'm concerned about something. And I know you understand where I'm coming from. I've been on those marches, and I find that we have the black-on-black crime members there, but yet and still, I feel there's some portion of this situation is missing. I want to know, why is it that we don't have the NAACP, the Urban League, the SCLC, Al Sharpton's people, and the Concerned Ministers Association at present at these marches? I mean, We're doing all this marching, but we don't have the support of the folks that should be behind each and every one of these rallies. Where is the NAACP people when folks have bought into the NAACP, bought into the Urban League, bought into the STLC, bought into our chapter, bought into the Concerned Ministers Association? Where are these people at? I mean, why are they hiding? Are they hiding? That's the question I want to propose to you this evening, Mr. Porter.
And my answer to that question is, it would seem like they are, quote-unquote, from my opinion, my overstanding and understanding, it seems like they are very, very comfortable. They have a comfortable zone right now. And I want to say real quick, the 216-288 phone number, please hold the line. We'll be with you in just a couple of minutes. But right now, that's where it looks like to me. Go right ahead, brother.
And I think it's sad. I mean, we spent all this time putting these marches together, and the march that I'm really was disappointed in was the march with Trayvon Martin. We had to have the Revolutionary Party put together the Trayvon Martin march. I mean, this young brother died, and we as black folks was not there in multiple numbers. We had to get the school kids to make it happen. Where's the adults here in Cleveland? Why are the adults hiding here in Cleveland? Mr. Porter, please help me with that.
Because that's right. No, hey. Some of them are doing their job, which is to pacify us, and the rest of them don't want to even do anything that would take them out of losing their job. So
can we be that passive? I mean, be really that passive and that satisfied, Mr. Porter, as black folks? I mean, Martin, Malcolm, Rosa Parks, I mean, all these folks have died for us, and we have now just become relaxed and just saying, you know, it's all right now?
And let me tell you something. It was very fashionable that after Trayvon Martin passed, and I'll only stay on this a couple more minutes so I can get to now a couple of other phone calls, but being a person who was definitely out there on the front lines, it was sad when we were doing that particular march for Trayvon. And we had a good 200 people. Now, black on black is sponsored it. That was cool. But then about 30 to 40 people, and it was sad. It was mostly our own black women when we brought up, don't forget about the 137-shot travesty.
Okay.
They had the nerve to say, this does not have anything to do with Trayvon Martin. Stick to Trayvon.
Say what?
Stick to Trayvon. Thank you.
You
trying
to tell me
this?
That killings have nothing to do with each other. Killings have nothing to do with each other. One killing is the same as the other. You mean a killing don't have anything to do with a killing? I mean, how ignorant can that be? We would have to be real ignorant to say that a killing is not a killing.
As a matter of fact, I'll leave you with one thought here to go along with that. A week later, after Reverend Al made the big noise about everything, and the SCLC and everybody had their big Trayvon rally, it seems that they all forgot one thing, and that is they could not have been following what Brother Martin said when he said, an injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. So I'm glad that you're calling them out on that. Thank you for calling them out on that, Johnny G.
I got
contact information for you. And what's going on, and what are you fighting against right now?
Right now, I'm in South Carolina, and I'm with the Regional Transit Authority. You know I've got the player haters, the most anonymous player haters in the top 10 list. And starting at number 10, rats, number 9, roaches, number 8, skunks, number 7, the food line chain in South Carolina, number 6, the Reed chains in South Carolina, Mr. Reed in South Carolina, number 4, Mayor Norton, East Cleveland, number 3, Mayor Jackson of Cleveland, number 3, George Dixon, the Regional Transit Authority, the individual who signs the paychecks there. And then the number 1, the notorious player hater in Cleveland is Joseph Calabrese. He's the CEO, general manager, treasurer, and secretary of the Regional Transit Authority. And that makes him a dictator. That makes him Hitler. He's the Hitler in disguise here in Cleveland, Ohio. And I say to Mayor Jackson and the board members, that's a disgrace, and all y'all are being greased. All your pockets are being greased, and we're getting ready to come after you folks. The Black on Black Crime, 100 million and one rest of souls, Inc., and G's Bands of Angels, we're getting ready to put you folks on blast. So you better get ready. In 2013, until we get some satisfaction, we're going to put you on blast. I'm at 216-394-1845 if you care. And like I said last week, I can please some of the folks some of the time, some of the folks most of the time, and those that I don't please, I don't give a damn. Al, back to you. And don't forget, folks, go to 646-498-0944 and get Al and EJ, the DJ, and keep listening. Because we're not going to back down. We're not going to back down. We're not, Al, I'm telling you, not going to back down. We're going to put them on blast. Anybody that's double-dipping down there in City Hall, we're putting you on blast. That's right. We're going to call you out. We're going to put your name on billboards. All you folks that have got those $80,000 pensions and got the $100,000 jobs and you're double-dipping, we're going to call you out because that's why our city is broke. And with that, Al, go back to your program, sir. And I love you and tell Mama Porter, I said,
I'll do that. Thank you, Johnny G. There was only two Johnny G's in the world, and you just heard from both of them at the same time. I'm going, before I go to the straight one phone number, and then check out what's going on with that 216-855, I'm going to take at least 2 minutes to see what's going on with that 216-288 phone number. What's going on this fine evening?
Hello, I just called just in time to hear the great Johnny G. And thank you
there
so
you
much.
And, oh, you're
and,
more than welcome.
Yes, and keep up the good work, and I'm waiting to hear the rest of the program.
Thank you again, and I appreciate that, and please hold the line. I think it's going to get more interesting. Thank you. As a matter of fact, now it's time to check out all of these beautiful ones. We'll go to that 855 phone number, and then we'll check out that 325 phone number as well. So let's see what's going on. Anytime I see all of these ones, it means some sort of good luck. What's going on? You're on live.
Hello, Al?
Yes. How are you?
Hey, Al. Jeff Johnson. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I was listening, you know, I wanted to call in and just tell you what you're doing is great for this community and being able to have that dialogue and it's unfiltered as I listen in. So
yes it is. Yes it is. As a matter of fact, I can say that we will be to the other couple of phone numbers in just a moment, that 855 and the 325 phone number. But I want to know from you, what's going on with you right now?
Me? Well, this is Councilman Johnson. You know, I'm out here on the front lines just trying to do what I can do over here in Glenville. We got a lot of gun violence that's number one on my list of trying to stop these young brothers from killing each other and trying to find jobs out here and deal with the school system. So Glenville, St. Clair Superior, you know, Collinwood, that's kind of where I'm trying to, you know, function out here.
Well, I can say one thing. You are in a very, very interesting race out there in Ward 10. It had been a dogfight from the beginning because, of course, you had at one time General Donald Walker Brown. You have now Eugene Miller, who is an incumbent for that Ward 10 because of redistricting. How has it been for you?
Well, you know, actually, he's incumbent for about 60% of the ward. We have part of my ward is part of New Ward 10, and Kevin Conwell's part of Kevin Conwell's and part of Mike Polinsic's ward. So it's been reconfigured as all the wards in the city has been. And so we're both actually two incumbents. He just has more, you know, area that he covers now. But we've been able to make some serious inroads in being able to discuss how I think I'm the better, more experienced candidate. Because in the end, it's about trying to make change and try to bring some positive to the neighborhood. And the question is who best can do that. And so I think I'm the guy, of course. I'm biased, of course. But I'm trying to prove it out there by walking door to door and, you know, trying to make the phone calls, do door to door. And I think, you know, I won the primary with 55% of the vote. And 1 week from today, we need people turning out, Al. There's one thing I want to talk about. 17,000 people are registered in New Ward 10. Only 1,400 showed up on September primary, and we just need to get a lot more out next Tuesday.
Okay. Let's ask you, what do you feel? I'm going to give you like a couple of minutes or less.
Okay.
What do you feel causes you to make that you'll be the best choice for Ward 10?
First of all, know-how experience. Just being out here, I was born and raised in the Glenville Collinwood neighborhoods. I started back in 1984 when I took over council under Mike White back then. And so I have over 30 years of experience. And just knowing how government can be used and leveraged to try to bring change, also know how it fails and falls short. You know, I've been one of the original folks fighting against police brutality back in the when I started, and of course fighting for better schools. So I just think that I've been out there longer. I've been through the wars. You know, I've had my own mistakes that I've overcome, and just living life, you can bring a lot more wisdom to it. And I'm a hardworking. I'm an attorney, and you know my education, so I bring a lot to the table, and I care.
Okay. I am going to ask you about one thing, and that is red light cameras. A lot of people have said and voiced out there that that's been like a major burden on people. I know that yourself as well as Councilman Miller both support them. Your reasoning on red lights?
Well, my reason, first of all, is they have to be placed in the proper place. The other is that you got to understand that the way I support statewide regulation where we all have the same standards for a red light and speed. It's not just red light, it's speed cameras also for me. And I believe there should be uniform standards because, for example, East Cleveland, in my opinion, their system is not as good as it should be. It's not calibrated right. I think we have a good system as far as calibration, but I don't like some of the placement of the cameras. I believe they should be at major intersections in our neighborhoods where we can stop people from speeding. What happened to the young man, the 5-year-old, just the other day, being run over by a car, 35-mile-per-hour speed limit in a residential area? I have too much speeding going on in Glenville and the Collinwood area, St. Clair Superior, and I need to slow them down, and I don't have enough police sitting on the corner. So I support speed camera. I support red light cameras. I get the calls about folks wanting to stop these dirt bikes, start these cars from driving up and down the residential street. So that's why I support it, Al. But I do understand that we need to have uniform standards to make sure that everyone plays by the same rules, that they're placed in the right places. And in my area, they're placed in a major intersection, 105th and St. Clair. They're coming to 105th and Superior, 55th and St. Clair. That's where they're going to be put in my ward so I can have people be safe when they cross streets.
Then I thank you again for the phone call. If anybody wants to find out more, get involved with your campaign, how can they get in contact with you?
Appreciate that. 216-761-5151 or votejeffjohnson at AOL.com is my email. And I appreciate the opportunity to talk. Hopefully we can do this again, Al.
All right. Thank you again, and may you have a very blessed and successful run.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. You too. With that being said, I still see that 216-325, so we're going to go to 216-855 real quick, drop in on that, and what is going on with you this evening?
Yes, I would like to hear Black House Sound music, please.
I'll tell you what, since you made that real simple, quick statement, I'll be able to do that for you this evening. How's that?
Thank you so, so very much.
You're welcome. We appreciate that. We are going to go to something from Black House Sounds after I check out this 216-325 phone number that has been, like, very, very patient through the whole thing. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Street, Music Activism News. 216-325, you're on. That means you probably want to listen to the show, and I appreciate that. That's the one thing that I can say. That I do appreciate is that people can just call, use their phones, listen to the show, you name it. There's been a lot of talking, so I'll tell you what I'll do. Instead of me adding my voice onto all of that, I'll wait for whatever I was going to say. We'll send this song out since Michelle Knight will be at the Imperial Avenue of course, Imperial Avenue, Day of Remembrance for that tragedy that happened 4 years ago. Let's hear a Cleveland story. Black House Sound.
From a play, like the long-awaited detox from Dre.
I hear you.
Chapter 1, verse 1 of the story I tell,
yes,
is called Hellbound, the driver from hell.
From hell.
In this case, Satan the devil used his ride to use his bait and trap three angels inside.
And then in the house,
in 02, we'll start with the name of Shell Knight. Disappeared after accepting a ride.
Every day,
Amanda
night.
Berry got a lift after work, after work. 2003 is when we began our search.
Done.
Remember Carrie, the film? Yeah, that was scary. Well, this is gruesome, cause it's reality. Demonic driver, who was in human form. Castro wasn't done, he had to grab one more. Offered Gina De Jesus
a lift
to see his daughter, who was her best friend. That had to happen in 2004. She vanished in the thin air, and she was gone. Castro, monster, evil, sadist, brutalizer, pervert, bully, rapist. Imagine being locked down in a basement, repeatably molested and raped. Young girls chained, physical and mental prison. This ain't the worst of this. No, listen. Each time the girls went to run away, they took a beat like runaway slaves. When Michelle Knight became expected, she was beat down till she lost a fetus. Castro's the worst monster I ever saw. Worser than Jigsaw from the movie Saw. Act 1, Scene 1. Cut the curtain closed. Done with the story of hell. Time to go. From hell, deliver to heaven. From hell, deliver to heaven.
Let's go.
From hell, deliver to heaven. From hell, deliver to heaven.
It's mounting on my soul, Lord. Where can I go?
Can I
can't
go?
Talk to the women was locked up a long time ago. 10 years I've been a maker, but you ain't going nowhere.
I
use your body as personal me, cause I don't care. Do you feel me stressed?
Yeah.
But I'm blinded. Lord, can you help the signs? The kids don't see the signs. Every time I turn around, they say, I'll be coming. But I'm talking about the women, cause they feeling nothing. But now they free now, and we can all see now. The whole world know about what happened about the meat now. Guess so. Our part is here, watch your soul. As you rot in hell, a far place to go. I got that natural flow, and they can't stop my. But it ain't about me, Lord, why they wanna stop me? You see, I just wanna help everybody get it. But I can't help myself, but I'ma still deliver.
All of you.
All right. I want to let people also know about, of course, the Poison Ivy, G-O-O-D, good video shoot at The Vibe that was on Saturday on Euclid. Scratch Paper Productions, Hood Famous TV, Rocky for Shilzy, Swish Bam, North Coast King, Meech the Shredder, and, of course, Indica Spitz, Tay Tags, Monsters in the Lake, Coco Brown, and the food was G-O-O-D, 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 good. That was just like the single. And after the shoot, people were invited over to Ivy's house for homemade mac and cheese, which was nice. But, of course, later that night, the past Saturday, Emax, the Image, and I were able to perform at the Final Score Bar as Hood Tunes Radio was invited out to the Willoughby East Lake area as an opening act for Rock Paper Dolls. The place was packed, although when I noticed everyone watching, of course, the Buckeyes, I had to freestyle and then threw in the Bucks and all that to get some attention. Cheese made it there also, and of course, I lost out again. because the women threw their panties and stuff on stage after E-Max sang his song. The band said to come back, though, to a bigger event. So shout out to, of course, Joe and Steve-O, who showed up from, of course, the world-famous B.I.C. Brothers in Control. I'm looking at something real quick before I have anything else to say. 216-931. That's 216-931. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on with you?
Mr. Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's good? It's the Nicky Nicky Knock, y'all.
Oh, what's going on, brother man?
Nah, you know what I'm saying? DNF, this is in the building, you know what I'm saying? Rustuff Records, you know. Just dropped that new video, Riding Through the City. Dropped last Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Doing real good on YouTube, so, you know what I'm saying? Just want to call and holler at you and see what's going on.
Man, that's a nicely done video. I got to give it to you. That's a nicely done video. So I just wanted to say that to you and say that I'm looking forward to seeing you at the 145th Hip Hop Workshop, which will be held this Saturday, main classroom building, 1899 East 22nd Street. That's 1899 East 22nd Street, large room, 136, 2 to 6 p.m. And, of course, that will feature music, business, lessons. So now getting that out the way, what else is going on for you, man?
No, you know what I'm saying? Just big shout-out to my man Mario Two Thumbs Up Film, man. He's a hot little video director that's coming out of Cleveland, been doing a lot of good stuff for Cleveland artists, and his prices is cheap. So, you know, big shout-out to him. That's who shot the video. Big shout-out to Big City Car Club and All-Star Cruisers, who appeared in the video at Caruso Park. You know what I'm saying? Just big shout-out to Freaky Thug Nation and Rough Stuff Records, everybody who showed up. You know what I'm saying? It turned out real good. November, Thanksgiving weekend, we'll be heading to Atlanta doing a show down there, and we'll be shooting the Me So Horny single, hopefully with Two Live Crew very soon. So, you know, just having everything on the horizon, you know, so. You know, shout out to you guys up there, Hip Hop Workshop. You know, of course, I'm a Hip Hop Workshop alumni, so, you know, I'll be there. So if I ain't working, I'll be there.
I feel you. Hey, good reason if you're not able to be there. That one is understood and overstood. And how can people contact you?
You can Facebook me, Facebook.com/ Nocturnal, or just look us up, either DNA Officials with a Z, or Rough Stuff Records. You can Google any of them, and any of our information will pop up, or you just give me a call at 216-931-6754. Anybody looking for studio time or need a home to come to, a record label home, we are an official LLC, Rough Stuff Records, for Cleveland artists and outside Cleveland, too. So, you know, other than that, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out. What's up, Porter? You know, you family. So, you know, I had a call before I laid it down, you know, during these 24-plus hours.
I got you. Well, thanks again. It's always nice to hear from the governor of E.C.
Was up, no doubt. So y'all have a good night, man. Be blessed, you know what I'm saying? And I catch y'all on the music vibe.
You too, brother. Peace.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I want to put it out there and say, of course, the Hip Hop for Ken Lancey event that was held at Little Africa, you know, towards the afternoon, front, east side, Lady Hood Stars, Zaytona the Dancer, myself and Woody performed the Cleveland Get Ready Ken Lancey remix that we happened to have performed earlier in the year in front of 5,000 people at Cleveland State University. DJ Dollar Rock was there with his family. E-Max was the DJ. Of course, it was time for Suave Gotti to show out. Ken Lancey showed up with his wife. Voice It Radio and Underground Radio was represented. And, of course, myself and DJ Dollar Rock were able to definitely, alongside Dollar Rock's family, to break bread at the Lancey table. But lesson number one, don't wait till the last minute if you can't pay a DJ. let the DJ know in advance, because that can add for some very, 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 very major problems. So make sure, like the last hip-hop workshop talked about, have your budget down. Now, it was a very nice show. And lesson number two, for street cred, if you have a major candidate coming to your event where there may be media present, definitely you might want to make it a clean show. Now, it was billed as a free show, so some people brought children. And, you know, Ken Lance, he's heard cursing before because he grew up on 110th and Woodland and 117th. So he was able to sit through everything and enjoy everything. But what if the media had shown up and said, Lancey loves the N-word, B's and H's and all of that. But all the artists, they were on point, alongside, of course, America's Next Top Spitter staff, so that was a beautiful thing in itself. I do want to, before I head out of here this evening, if I can, I would just like to take a couple of minutes and let people know, is our media any real help at all? Are they fair and impartial? Surprise, there is a mayoral election on November 5th. But ask yourself, why is a mayoral election that is so pivotal in our city not getting any major coverage locally? Did you know that mayoral candidate Lancey and 20 other members set a Guinness World Record by setting themselves on fire on the Flats West Bank? When an event sponsor backed out, Ken was asked by event organizer John Gadd, CEO of Hot Cards, who's a competitor of Lancey's printing company, Consolidated Solutions. The goal was to provide proceeds for the Cleveland Food Bank and Brick by Brick Foundations. Ken said, we must do things like this and put a positive spotlight on Cleveland. Over the last 8 years, we received national spotlights for horrendous events. John Gadd of Hot Cards was praised by Lancey as a young professional in our community. Now, here's what makes this so interesting. Lancey said, these are the job creators of tomorrow, the city's future, and a major part of the solution to getting us out of our current 35% poverty rate. Despite this position and positive event for Cleveland, not a single member of Cleveland media chose to include the names of those who broke this Cleveland World Record. International media outlets were not afraid to report on this event, but news outlets in our own backyard chose not to report it to our own residents who are suffering the most and who could not even hear anything besides bad things. And our residents definitely need to hear more positive, uplifting news in our community. Case in point, when we called out both mayoral candidates last Monday at Storm City Hall because Mayor Jackson didn't show, but Lancey did, on the topic of women's safety, none of the five media outlets that showed covered that. WTAM interviewed certain people before the march, and Newsnet 5 covered the march. Faith, Hope, and Love events, 5,000 people were fed. National Gospel Acts were there. That's right, National Gospel Acts were there. TV News ignored it, although they were present. And although Man in the Streets had endorsed Ken Lancey among other candidates, let's be fair. Let's be fair and honest and look at this and look directly at our media. Ken Lancey feels that the media has been bought and paid off by the big business who supports the current mayor. But former Field General Donald Walker Brown has pointed out that there could be a different yet sinister motive behind a lack of coverage. Even though the Plain Dealer and television news claim to be about the news, they are still a business, meaning they are business. So they are a for-profit entity. As Donna pointed out, print media and TV media could very well be waiting until Election Day draws close to extort money from Ken and even Mayor Jackson to force them to buy airtime. 93.1 FM did a live anti-violence rally with Mayor Jackson, but the mayor paid over $2,000 for that. It's very funny that our local news can cover mayoral races in other states, so think about it. On that note, may everybody be blessed. Of course, next week in fairness, we'll discuss why a lot of this may not be even Frank Jackson's fault in the city of Cleveland. And we'll also deal with Jay-Z and Barney's. And we'll also be talking about what happens when Man in the Streets goes out on the street to help, of course, Ernest Smith be voted in November 5th. Peace.
Hey, yo, y'all really got to understand something, man. We don't come after lame-ass chicken, man. What the fuck y'all niggas got to offer us? You expect us to come down to your level and fight to be the king of this mountain? Are you kidding me?
Stand up, morph against her. Stand up, morph against her. Stand up, Morphic is back on the block. Still cooker than that Pyrex pot. Sell a 5 for 10, trying to make the shit shake. Push rhymes like weight, and I make the best cake. I'm a baker, but the city is my kitchen. Betty Crocker status, and the dudes here snitching. On prison music, I bought you my rendition. Taught you how to be an MC and... Stand up, Morphic is back on the block. Still cooker than that Pyrex pot. Sell a 5 for 10, trying to make the shit shake. Push rhymes like weight, and I make the best cake. I'm a baker, but the city is my kitchen. Betty Crocker status, and the dudes here snitching. On prison music, I bought you my rendition. Taught you how to be an MC, and you didn't want to listen. Now dudes in line to do cuts with me. Pay me when the session begin, and then they can't tell me. Flip a tube, see your beat is on cable. Check for the anthology video, cause it's unstable. Meaning off the meat rack. Last dude battled me, went home with an ice pack. I'm finna see if y'all really focus. Jay-Z said that the coach.
They still don't understand where we going with this. You know what?
With it, I rock like John Mayer. Take your money out your pocket and put your hand in the air. Now play the record like you just don't care. Beat effect, 30 plus years and I'm still here. I should be incarcerated on crack. Stats say beat effect should be whack, but not a chance. Black picture Morphic is the side of the lack. Freeway sing key maker in the back now. I'm the first on the block with the cheese, and I'm the last on the block to leave. You gotta know I got a trick up my sleeve. Next vet coming out of the cleave. Trees in abundance. Everybody in attendance. Get a OJC t-shirt after I'm finished. You can smell what the beat effects cooking. 20 MCs on the way to do Brooklyn.
Don't understand what's going down. Don't make it crystal clear.
Get busy, I'm first stopping at Biggie's gravesite. Tell him I'm avenging him tonight. Big's mama should've got like royalty checks. As many times you quoted the man's line. See them New York cats are scared. Only cause they won't do what I'm prepared to do. I'm prepared to do all our wars. With the biggest dude moving units out of the store now. Beat sick 'em. This is an analogy. Be the sick and tired, the dudes kicking reality. I'm a survivor trying to get runs house. Of course, Big's brother, so don't think that I don't love New York. You say you Jordan a recording? Guess what? Jordan about 60 with his back hooked up. You claiming that you don't write? That proves to me that the world's greatest rapper is lazy. Okay.
Hey, yo, you know what? You ain't even got to say nothing. Turn the sound up. Hey, yo, I'm going to let your man talk to you for a minute. Pandemic forever.